Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. In the next 2 years, potentially 25,000 people living in Northumberland County could be without a doctor or some other form of primary care. This is a warning delivered by my guest today. Andrea Groff, Executive Lead for the Ontario Health Team Northumberland, says 1/4 of Ontarians will not have access to primary care by 2026. She is basing this on predictions from the Ontario College of Family Physicians. Groff was recently hired to be the new lead for the health team. This is the body that coordinates healthcare services across the county, from hospitals to clinics to everything in between. You will learn about the challenges she faces as she takes on this new role. I'm so pleased to have with me today Andrea Groff, Executive Lead for the Ontario Health Team Northumberland. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you very much, Robert. I'm really happy to be here.
Let's start off with some real basics. Who is Andrea Groff?
Who is Andrea Groff? My goodness. I mean, me professionally, I'm a little bit about my background. So I was born in Toronto and raised in North Ajax, and back then it was really rural. And so I'm from like kind of a rural environment. In my early days, I was volunteering at the Durham Distress Center answering crisis hotline, and I care a lot about the people in our community, and I care about making a difference. And I've worked in healthcare for a long time, and I love what I do, and I do the best I can to make an impact with my life here.
You were the executive director of a family health team in Markham. Now, that's a pretty important job in a major urban center. Why come to Northumberland?
I loved working at the family health team, and that team is really special because it wasn't just a family health team, but also a partnership with the University of Toronto's Department of Family and Community Medicine, a partnership with Oak Valley Health Hospital. So my role was really about working with complex partners to care for the people in our catchment area. And one of the things I loved the most about my job there was my work with the Ontario Health Team and my work with the healthcare system. And I was in that role for about 4 years. And what I really loved was the system work, and looking back at my years of working in healthcare, I think the best way I can contribute is to work in a role that is more about serving the healthcare system and less about patient care delivery. And so that's why this is a really great fit for me.
So for people who are listening who might not understand these distinctions, what's the difference between a family health team and the Ontario health team, which you're joining now?
A family health team is a ministry-funded organization that delivers primary care services. And primary care services are like a primary care provider. Maybe that's a nurse practitioner or a physician. And interprofessional primary care services like social work and dietitian services, pharmacist and stuff like that. That's a family health team. So it's a primary care delivery organization. An Ontario Health Team is a branch of Ontario Health that is specific to a certain region or county. In our case, Ontario Health Team Northumberland. And our role is to work at connecting and creating a sustainable healthcare system with the patient's needs at the center of that.
That sounds fantastic. And when I listen to you, I know exactly what you're talking about. But for some of the listeners, am I oversimplifying it by saying a family health team is sort of a group of doctors and nurses, and then all of the other specialties, dietitians. They're all centered around a group of doctors and health practitioners. But the health team, it's like this massive collaboration, this massive network of all these different aspects of healthcare in our community that you're trying to pull together to work together. So like a machine, all the gears fit. And when you go into the machine, right, it works really well. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's about right, Robert. It's so even within Northumberland County, we have a couple of family health teams, and we have a community health center, and we have two acute care hospitals. And the Ontario Health Team of Northumberland is kind of at that like really, really high level, 50,000 feet up, looking at the whole system and working really hard to understand how each part of the system are interconnected, and looking for ways to help make everything work better with the patient's needs at the core of that.
When you are being interviewed for the job, there's usually a portion where the candidates are asked to provide some kind of a vision or an expression of how you think you can help advance the agenda. How did you respond to that query?
I'd say the most important piece for me, and especially at this time, because I've been in the role for almost two weeks. For me, it's really about making sure that I start by listening, asking questions, and working to understand the services that are already in place in Northumberland County, understand the needs of our patient and caregiver population, understand where there are gaps in the system, and understand where there are amazing successes within the system. So really my first 4 weeks is about sitting back, asking a lot of questions, taking it all in, meeting with all of the important partners and caregivers and patients out there in the community, and really, really listening so that I get started with a good understanding of what the healthcare system is like in Northumberland and where we can make a difference.
But coming to the job, you mm-hmm. must have thought about, you know, okay, here's Northumberland, and you must have looked at some stats and mm-hmm. some idea of what was going on. When you were looking at all of that, what did it tell you, and what have you garnered from it so that when you were talking to people as you were being interviewed, you could say, well, I can help here, and I think I could help there, or I think this would be something that we should look at. Certainly, you must have come away with some of that.
Healthcare is a complex system. So it's not, you know, a simple system with simple solutions. It's a complex system. And definitely there are some opportunities within Northumberland around like primary care engagement is a really important opportunity. And this is not just within Northumberland County, but this is also a mandate that Ontario Health is asking us to look into. And that's primary care. We know that I think the stats from the Ontario College of Family Physicians are by 2026, a quarter of people in Ontario will not have a primary care provider, a quarter of people in Ontario. I mean, if that stat connects to the population we have in Northumberland, we've got something like 90,000 people living in Northumberland County. So that's like 25,000 people that won't have access to their own primary care provider. Primary care is a really important piece of work that Ontario Health teams are working at. Primary care engagement, creating primary care networks, making sure that Northumberland County is a really great place to be a family provider, and that family providers, solo providers out there feel connected.
It's interesting. You're not saying a doctor, you're saying primary care. Mm-hmm. And often people get that confused. And I know that's the terminology of people like you in this profession. What are we talking about when you're talking about primary care? Because you're not just talking about a doctor.
Not just talking about a doctor. I mean, a primary care provider is a nurse practitioner or a physician. And it's somebody who has that longitudinal relationship with a patient over their lifetime. So they're there to provide lots of, we would call it population health care. That's like preventative healthcare. Like maybe that's smoking cessation referrals. Maybe that's cancer screening. all those important pieces. So primary care providers can be that connection point for our patients, who holds all that, their patients' healthcare information, and refers them out to specialists as needed.
So it may not be the case that I would necessarily go to see a doctor particularly, but I may, if I just have a bit of a flu and I need somebody to prescribe something for me, I could go somewhere and somebody would have the skills and the ability to give me a prescription or to look at my child if they weren't feeling well, mm-hmm. instead of me having to go off to the emergency room or do that kind of thing. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, your own primary care provider who supports you with all of your kind of basic healthcare needs, preventative care needs, and coordinates your care.
When we talk about that kind of care and your understanding of it, location is very important. What are some of the things that you think about when you look at that kind of a question?
Access is incredibly important, and it's the right care at the right time is what we need. And, you know, I haven't had a chance to go up to Trent Hills. There's a family health team there. Campbellford Memorial Hospital is up there. I think next week is when I'm going up there. So we have more densely populated areas, and we have less densely populated areas in Northumberland County. And everybody, I believe, in Ontario deserves access to healthcare services. And sometimes it's more challenging in more remote and rural areas.
In the press release about your appointment, it says mm-hmm. that you bring hands-on experience in both leadership and operations. What mm-hmm. does that mean?
So operations is like the delivery of services. So how you get things done. In many of my roles, I've been, I've been an operations director, but I've worked in operations, and that's the nuts and bolts of how you deliver healthcare, how you make things function, how you make things work. And the other part of your question was about leadership.
Yes. What do you bring in terms of leadership?
And leadership can be operations leadership. It can be visionary leadership. As a leader, I consider myself a values-based leader. I care a lot about integrity and truth and honesty and transparency. And I care a lot about people, not just the patients and community members and caregivers that I have served in my roles, but also the staff that I work with and the healthcare providers and within the communities that I've worked.
Just a few moments ago, we talked about primary and specialty care in our region. Mm-hmm. And yet it's well known how difficult it is to recruit doctors and nurses and specialists. Our own hospitals have to contract out certain services at great expense to ensure that there's coverage. From your past experience, what is the best way to attract healthcare professionals to a rural mid-sized hospital like those in Northumberland?
I haven't had a chance yet, so I'll throw that out there first to meet with any of our providers in this area, but I have one lined up next week and a few the week after. So I'll just speak from my experience. Attracting providers, it is a challenge for all of us throughout Ontario right now. I think something like 40% of primary care physicians are going to be retiring in the next few years. So while we have a challenge today, our challenge is just going to increase and increase and increase. One of the selling points, I think, to attract new providers into Northumberland, maybe as we build our primary care network, it creates a really cohesive connection within our primary care providers in Northumberland. Maybe those solo providers that are out there and feeling a little disconnected start to feel a part of the system and start to feel more supported, and maybe they stay, and maybe they don't move to more urban areas, maybe they stay here. But I don't know, even the scope of the challenge for primary care providers in Northumberland yet, but I will. But I can't imagine that somebody who is, coming out of school, having studied to be a family medicine specialist, wouldn't love to work in Northumberland, because what a gorgeous place to live. And now the past few weeks, I've been driving through and meeting a lot of our partners, but I can't even imagine how incredibly stunning it will be once all the the flowers bloom and the trees have leaves on them, and the fall must be stunning too. What a beautiful place to live and work. And I can imagine that many new grads would be very happy to come out here and start a practice. And I'm happy to support that with the Ontario Health Team.
Having worked with a family health team, though, you must have experienced and seen some of the frustrations and the stresses and some of the pressures that they face in their practice. What lessons or what takeaways did you come away with from that experience in terms of recruiting?
I know they're really struggling with paperwork and administrative tasks, really struggling. And that's a real burden. So ways that we can support providers and make it so that a provider is able to see way more patients, and the patients that are really require that complex care, means team-based primary care. And that means something like a community health center or family health teams, so that a provider isn't there on their own, but they have a team to support them. So you don't have your provider who is spending, you know, half their day doing mental health consults. They have a wonderfully skilled social worker on site for referrals. So that takes some of the pressure off the provider, and the provider is able to see more patients, and patients get access to really great social work care.
You've transitioned nicely into my next question, because I'm sure in Markham and other places where you've worked, you've experienced the crisis around opioids and other addictions, as well as the need for more mental health services. Based on that, what innovative approaches do you hope to bring that may help us to address these issues within the community?
I mean, in my early career, I worked at CAMH and I worked at Ontario Shores for a long time, and I worked at Edgewood Health Network. And so I have a lot of experience working operations. I did infection control. I did accreditation in mental health. And I would say the answers come from those who are delivering services and from the patients who are requiring services. So that I'll have a better response to that in a few weeks once I get a chance to meet with everybody and understand what is working here in Northumberland and where are their gaps.
The health team is based on a collaboration and cooperation between a wide range of providers. What are some of the keys that you have found that help build relationships within the healthcare sector and beyond?
The keys to build relationships in the healthcare sector and beyond. One of the most important pieces and one of the things I really like about what's happening with Ontario Health right now is the importance of having the patient at the center of these discussions. So the patient and the caregiver is at the center of these discussions. It's not like in the olden days when we had a really hierarchical model of healthcare. It's now a much more collaborative model of healthcare, and the patient is at the center of it. In Northumberland, we have Experience Partner Council, which is our our patient voice group of folks and from Northumberland, and those are people with lived experience in the healthcare system in Northumberland, and that's a really important resource. And it's an exciting time because Ontario Health is really, really pushing the value of having the patient at the center of these discussions. And when that's the case, then it's not about us and them. It's about what best serves our patient as they go through this healthcare journey. When a patient is ill, when we're ill, because I'm sure, Robert, you've used the healthcare system or family members, you're vulnerable. We're in a vulnerable place, and it's scary when you're sick, and it's scary when family members are sick. And you want to know that providers out there are considering your journey through the healthcare system and doing the best they can to help you navigate that and help it to be safe, quality, and accessible care.
Karen Renix, the executive director for the Community Health Centers of Northumberland, said in the press release that, and I'm quoting her now,
okay,
the focused leadership that Andrea will bring at this time cannot be understated. We have much work to do, and we are thrilled that she has chosen to bring her skills and experience to Northumberland. That's a really nice endorsement.
That's wonderful. Yes. Thank you, Taryn.
But it must also communicate a sense of urgency, the need for focused leadership, and a sense of an agenda that needs to move forward. Mm-hmm. As you settle into this job, What do you think are the challenges you sense that must be addressed in an urgent way?
Healthcare is challenging. For me, the first step is to make sure that I'm able to really listen. I think there's a risk in new leaders. There's a risk in leaders anyway, that they focus really quickly on advocacy, but don't spend that time in inquiry. And so for me, it's really important that I make sure that I understand the context and understand the challenges and opportunities so that as we develop the next stage of the plan, that it's thoughtful and intelligent in how it's designed.
I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Andrea when she's not working?
When I'm not working, I have three kids, two of my own and one step, and they're older. One is 22, one's 19, and one is 17. And being a mom is really important to me. I live in Clarington. I care a lot about my own health and taking care of myself and exercising and eating healthy. I care a lot about being out in nature and with my dog and my family and friends. And I try not to take myself too seriously. I do some really serious work in my career, but I try to not take myself too seriously. So I like to have fun. And
do you have hobbies?
Hobbies, yes. I like to read, and I do some painting and some dancing. And
so what's
and
on your
I love
bedside
animals.
Table that you're reading right now? What's the book you're reading right now?
I have a fiction book that I haven't started. But it's not a very intellectual one. It's a little bit sassy.
Is it like a Harlequin romance?
Can it's not quite that sassy.
Okay.
It's a bit sassy.
All right. You described a little bit about that work-life balance. What helps you keep that work-life balance?
What helps keep work-life balance? I have a sense of optimism in me, even though, you know, I've worked in healthcare for 20 plus years, and I've seen some really amazing progressions over the last 25 years. And I keep fired up because I know that we're going in the right direction. I know that it's not simple solutions, but I know that we're going in the right direction. I'm excited about, you know, my conversations with Ontario Health and what it sounds like they're prioritizing right now really aligns with my values. And I think we're in a really exciting time in the healthcare system. So in that sense, my work is really energizing and exciting and engaging. And I try to, you know, let it go at the end of the day and just be Andrea Groff and not be Andrea Groff with a title. I take off the suit and then I'm myself and I try to have fun and focus on keeping myself healthy and at peace.
Who inspires you?
Who inspires me? You know, I'm definitely inspired by, here's an example. This week I met with the CEO and I think one of the directors at Community Care Northumberland. And man, they're doing some amazing work there. And they have 600 volunteers. How exciting is that? I mean, how are they? They pull together 600 volunteers. They have work for 600 volunteers. They organize 600. That is inspiring to me. That says we've got a group of people in this community that really care about improving this community. That's really touching and moving. And what a special place.
Would you be willing to share a guilty pleasure?
A guilty pleasure. Yeah, probably reality TV. Ew.
What should we be looking for over the next 3 to 6 months from the Ontario Health Team Northumberland?
I mean, Robert, I'd love to come back and see you again in a few months once we have our new next phase plan together. I think we're going to do some revamps to the website. We're going to have a good plan put together. And I really want to make sure that we're doing a great job communicating to the community the wonderful work that we're doing. Sometimes in healthcare, we're so busy doing and getting things done and caring for patients that we forget to pause and make sure that we're sharing those successes with those in the community and our peers out there. And, for me and my leadership journey, I want to be better at making sure that people see the work that's going on, pausing and finding a way to communicate that.
Andrew Groff, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much.
That was Andrea Groff, Executive Lead for the Ontario Health Team Northumberland.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.